Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We continue our regular feature, Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. Our chance to see what the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area are up to and discuss the important ideas and why they do indeed matter. Today we check in with Mass Humanities to learn about literature, medicine, and the experience of war. A six-month scholar-led humanities reading and discussion program for health professionals and staff in medical facilities administered by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and or veterans and military service organizations. Here to tell us more are Robert Maher. He's professor of humanities at Hampshire College and author of a new book entitled Killing from the Inside Out, Moral Injury and Just War. Rose Sackey Milligan also joins us, a program officer and coordinator of the Literature and Medicine and Reading programs at Mass Humanities. And we thank you very much for joining us as well. A great pleasure to have you both here. Rose, let us begin with you as the coordinator of this project. What brought you to this idea of looking at literature and medicine and the experience of war?
Well, Mass Humanities has been offering a program called Literature and Medicine Humanities at the Heart of Healthcare since 2003. But recently, we received some funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, which has launched a special initiative titled Standing Together, the Humanities and the Experience of War. And we've decided to use that funding to support healthcare facilities administered by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, as well as, you've mentioned, veterans and military service organizations. I'm sure everyone is aware that the consequences of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars are pressing not only on Americans in general, but those who provide services to military personnel and their families. And we have found that through literature provides an enormously useful lens through which health professionals can reflect on their roles and relationships as not only as a system providing health care to veterans, but also learn more about the effects of war, the effects of the realities of war, the human cost of war on veterans through the process of literature. It's been documented that this experience, this literature reading experience, have generated tremendous amount of empathy for patients by healthcare professionals, interpersonal relationships as well, and a whole series of other factors and scales that have been measured through evaluation processes. So we are fully aware of the great need, the need for health professionals to really interact with much more patients and to really develop a strong sense of their understanding of what it means to be a military person to understand the influences of war on not only on the veteran but also the families and what it means to return home. And so we want to support VA medical institutions in supporting their staff and their patients over the next couple of years.
Professor Maher, how have you been a part of this and seen this work for veterans and those who are serving veterans?
Well, for the past 6 years, I've been facilitating a group at the VA hospital in Leeds, in just west of Northampton in Massachusetts. And this has been an extraordinary experience, and it has confirmed not only what so many others have said across the country, but what I have always believed and acted on in my own teaching and in my own life and work with veterans. We know that war puts at risk not only life and limb, but also the humanity, the human core of those who engage in it, and in fact, the country that that wages it. And healing from moral injury has been over-medicalized, and it's been very much misunderstood. And what it calls for, clearly, and what is being more widely and recognized, is a partnership of medicine, of medical science, and the arts of humanity. And the arts of humanity, after all, are the humanities, literature and art. Dostoevsky has written that the world will be saved by beauty. And it's precisely art and literature that creates and fosters community. And we're healed by each other, and veterans are healed by each other. Practitioners like Jonathan Shea and correspondents and those who have worked with veterans like David Wood for 30 years have realized and have said that listening lies at the core of every therapy that has been found to be successful with veterans. We heal one another, but what do we listen to? I mean, what is it important to listen to? We listen to stories. Stories lie at the core of veteran healing, and they lie at the core of the humanities. We read, C.S. Lewis has written, we read to know we are not alone. And all sorrows, says Isaac Dennison, can be born if you put them in a story or tell a story about them. So that it has been found through the work of Jonathan Shea and in my own work with veterans and with those who work with them that literature is the core of what provokes stories in others. We resonate to stories. We resonate to each other. And when we do that, we discover compassion. And that's precisely what breaks down the isolation between us and allows us to embrace one another in our humanity.
When you look at this overall program, Rose, I find it fascinating because there's a video on your website, and one of the doctors who you have talked that you interview about their participation in this program, talk about the importance of self-realization, that's something that's often missing in the healthcare process, and that this program allows through the reading, through the literature, to get some of that, to see that self-realization in reading and reflecting a little bit. And so talk a little bit about that and how that comes into this veteran program as well.
Yes. Well, in the reading of the literature, it evokes feelings, personal as well as professional feelings. Many of the health professionals in reading about addiction or, in the case of veterans, post-traumatic syndrome, brain injury, it's in the reflection of these themes and these issues that the health professional gets reminded of why they entered the health profession, what were the reasons that they wanted to serve humanity in this way, and it's in the reflection of the specific issues and concerns that each of the participants, nurses, doctors, social workers, in reflecting on the particular health concern, and in sharing that reflection with each other, there's some sort of I don't even know what the word is, but it's sort of a magical opening that through the interaction and through the reflection that this provides a way into being able to interact more successfully not only with patients, but with each other as well. So that is the richness of literature.
You can find out more about this program, a very important program, by going to masshumanities.org and looking at their programs and look for literature and medicine. Masshumanities.org for more information, masshumanities.org. Robert Maher and Rose Saki Milligan, I thank you so much for joining us today and for the great work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.